Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today, we're going to be diving into the topics of vitalism versus mechanism when it comes to healthcare approach. So we're going to be talking about vitalism versus mechanism and how this actually affects the way you take care of your body and how you actually approach health whenever you have an ailment. So, of course, as always, I want to remind you, you know, that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number again, 937-552-7364. You know, for differing events that we have coming up. Obviously, we did a workshop a couple of weeks ago. That was an awesome, awesome event. We do have a dinner coming up this Monday, March 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. It's a free event. You come, you listen, you learn. If it applies to you, you make a decision to do something different. If it does not apply to you, then you obviously, you know, you can decide to come later or do something different, right? But nonetheless, that actually is coming up this Monday. So you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. You can also download these radio shows on podcasts. And then also you can find us on Spotify as well. This show and all the other shows you've done in the past to share with your family, friends, loved ones, etc. So as always, before I get started, I always like to dive into why it is that I get, on radio every single weekend. I educate people about where true health and healing comes from and why it is that I actually, you know, talk about different health topic and also expand your mind when it comes to healthcare. And for me, as my mom, my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out when I was a young man. As a single mother of three, she would literally do whatever it took to obviously feed her kids. So my mom calls me 10 years ago now and asks me, tells me that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. At that moment, I ask her, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. Of course, at which point, she starts crying on the phone, and of course, I start crying because we both think, like, man, like, this is a death sentence. I don't know what else you can do, Mom. You know, so I'm like, you know what? If you're not going to do the conventional treatment, Mom, we can actually explore and see what else we can do to support your body meanwhile. So, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to school. I'm learning that your brain controls your body. I'm learning that all these different things can, you know, happen. So let's actually get your body in a position, in a condition, so it can best support you in this transition from, you know, unhealthy to healthy. And then secondly, to support your body to whatever treatments you choose to do down the road. So I'm like, let's get your spine checked. Your brain controls your body. The highway communication is the spine, the spinal cord. And if the spine is out of position, it could be affecting your body. So let's get that checked out. So we got x-rays on my mom. That revealed that her neck curve that you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle. When we saw my mom's x-ray, we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight, which is not normal. And then from front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. Well, from T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine going up to the side, which is not normal. So obviously at that moment, I realized like that cannot be helping anything. And I'm like, you know, in my brain, I'm like, that could be also causing other issues. And at that moment, furthermore, I also realized like, you know what? You've been complaining upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections for years. My mom would always have these problems and she would go to the doctor and the doctor would always give her a medication to solve or, you know, obviously mask the symptom. And then the doctors would recommend that she would get surgery and then she would not do that. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I'm not surprised when I saw it on her x-rays because for years she's been battling these things. And then I finally asked my mom, why are you doing things different now, Mom? And she said, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die. I want to see my grandchildren grow up. The grandchildren she's talking about, four of those children are my kids. Eden, who's 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who is 5, Ellery, who's 2.5 years old. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford kids, nieces, nephews, literally my kids, nieces, and nephews, the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, I'm happy, blessed, thankful to report, as I do, is that my mom is still alive now, 10 years post-diagnosis, a decade post-diagnosis, although her doctors told her, you will be dead in 6 months if you don't follow our treatment, right? So my mom chose to do something different. My question is, when are you going to choose to do something different, right? And I know a lot of you listen to my radio show. You've been listening for years, and literally you've been thinking like, you know what? I need to do something about my health differently. I need to approach health differently because clearly what I'm doing is not working. And I talk about this from time to time, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome, that is known as insanity, right? So, you know, the reality is that you have to take charge of your health. You have to do something different. The insurance company is not coming to save you. The pharmaceutical company is not coming to save you. Even like your medical doctor is not coming to save you, right? The reality is that you have to take responsibility, personal responsibility for your health. And the way we teach our patients to do that in our practice is to taking care of their central nervous system. So your central nervous system controls everything your body does. So your brain, your spinal cord, the nerves that come out of the spinal cord to every organ, cell, tissue, literally in your body, it is absolutely crucial that that communication be uninterrupted. What happens is that if you have a misalignment in your spine that puts abnormal tension and pressure, creates an abnormal environment for those nerves to be able to communicate, and then now you develop actual symptomatology over time. Did you know that you have to have lost an average of 40% of functionality and have 60% function of an actual, you know, entity in order for you to start developing symptoms? So example, you know, whenever you have a problem, whether it's a organ problem, a muscle problem, whatever the case is, right? These symptoms do not show up until that actual issue, the organ, for example, has slowly decayed and failed about 40%. Once it decreases functionality to that, you know, by 40% to at that 60% mark, that's when symptoms start showing up. So the unfortunate part is that people want to wait until the symptoms show up to actually do something about their health or lack thereof, right? So my actual challenge to you is, what are you going to do different so you don't actually end up a statistic like my mom did, right? What are you going to do different so you don't end up actually getting the drugs, the surgery as the only answer? So there are two approaches, and that's what I'm diving into today on how you actually approach health. You know, one of the approaches is vitalism. Vitalism is the actual acknowledgement that there's a higher power that literally animates our bodies to function. Mechanism says that you are basically a sum of all your parts and they just happen to work together just by happenstance or random chance, right? So for me, I feel as though that if your cells come together, right, and they actually heal and do some things that are not even explainable by science, that there is something higher or a higher power in my household. Obviously, we call that God, right? Jesus Christ on the cross for my sins, right? That's what I call it in my household, right? But you can call it whatever you want. But I know there's a higher power that allows our bodies to function and heal, because the actual way that I read this in one of the books that I'm reading about chiropractic philosophy and just understanding, you know, how the body's supposed to function, this is the example. A vitalistic versus a mechanistic approach. A mechanist believes and approaches their health this way. Imagine having a clock, like a clock that's really nice. It's got all the gears inside, you know, all that good stuff. You take that clock apart, right? Completely to its, you know, simplest parts. Then you take that clock and put it back together. And then you wind it up. And guess what happens to that clock? It starts what? It starts working again, right? So then, now let's say with that same mechanistic approach and mechanistic idea, let's say we do the same thing to a living organism, example, a human body, or even a animal like a dog, right? Let's say that we actually open up the actual animal completely, take up all the, you know, the heart, take out the lungs, take out the, you know, intestines, the spleen, etc., right? And then you put that back in together and then try to restart it. Guess what happens? It doesn't work. It doesn't work, but because there's a power there's something, right, that is that something that's inside of that body that allows it to function. That's what the vitalistic approach is, and the vitalism, acknowledging that there's a power in your body that's, you're not just a sum of all your parts. Your parts are important, because if one part is actually suffering, example, your kidneys are suffering, guess what? That's going to affect your entire body. It's going to affect your brain, your blood. It's going to affect other organs, right? So you have to remember that the vitalistic approach at health says that we have to, yes, acknowledge that there's a higher power, some sort of actual energy power inside of our bodies that allow our bodies to function and heal. Because once that power leaves, it doesn't matter if you put the parts together again. Guess what? You actually, it literally, you cannot function. You cannot come back to, right? So the mechanistic approach is super simple. You go to a specialist of some sort. They say, hey, this thing is bad. You know, there are some limitations to matter, and I will say that out loud, right? If your knee is bone on bone, there's no vitalistic approach that's going to allow that actual cartilage to regrow. So, right, let's just be obviously, you know, completely realistic about the entire approach, not just be happy-go-lucky, you know, on cloud nine with, you know, pink unicorns with zebra stripes on them, right? But literally, like, there are some things that are just unfortunately cannot come back, right? So, but let's say you go to a specialist and say, hey, you're, you know, this thing is actually not functioning. Let's just take it out and put a new one in. There are instances in where that works, right? Like, you know, a liver transplant, a heart transplant, a kidney transplant, right? But what do they have to do in order for that to not be a detriment to that person? They have to suppress your immune system. They have to trick your body into thinking this thing was there all along, right? So remember, you were born with everything you needed inside of you to be able to function. You take something out, you put something new in, the body's going to be a little sketchy at the beginning, saying like, whoa, what is this? I'm not really okay with this new liver or this new kidney or whatever the case is. It may attack it, right? So again, the mechanistic approach says, well, no, we'll just suppress the immune system, et cetera, et cetera. And I get it. When you're on a list waiting for an organ transplant, like I have patients that are on in the actual, you know, situation, I get it. Like, Dr. Juan, I tried everything else. Obviously, I have to get this new thing. If not, I'm not going to longer be here. And I get that, right? But if we take your mindset and go back to literally, hey, your actual body is meant to heal from within, and prevent yourself from ever getting into that position, especially if it's nothing like genetic or something like that, but if something that is because of habits and things that you've done, literally, then you should start taking care of it as soon as possible so you don't end up in a position in where your organ or your body is failing, and now you, the only option you have is actually a transplant of some sort to be able to function. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Live the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, the Instant Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. You can text that number and say, hey, new patient, I want to make an appointment and come in and get checked out. Or you can come to that number and text the word dinner. We do have a dinner coming up this Monday, March 11th at 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. Again, you can come by yourself. You can bring up to four of your friends and family members and literally come and listen to what it is that we do in our practice to be able to give you the best opportunity at healing naturally from within. So if you're interested in that dinner this Monday, March 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy, again, you can text the word dinner to that number, 937-552-7364, and my team will get the information from you, get your name and all that, and obviously get you a seat for that actual dinner. So again, coming back, talking about vitalism versus mechanism, you know, the vitalistic approach a health when it comes to, you know, believing that your body can actually heal from within, a self-healing, self-organizing organism. That's what we are. That's what God created us to be. So this is what we actually teach our patients in our office. In our practice, we want to empower you. Number one, we want to get to the root cause of the problem and figure out what's causing the problem. Number two, once we get to that root cause, we want to actually fix it, right? So whether it's the fact that you're deficient in a vitamin or a mineral, the fact that your spine is out of alignment, putting pressure on nerves going to an organ. Not only do you have low back pain, but if you also have digestive issues, the nerves that come out of there, those same nerves also go to your digestive tract, right? Again, we do none of the healing. What we do is we realign things so the brain and the body literally can heal from within. Again, God put this power in our brain so the brain can communicate with the body, so the body can then function, and then the body sends messages back to the brain, allowing the brain to understand what's going on, and it can give further orders to create this actual, this homeostasis and ease, right? So if you're in this ease, that means that you're obviously creating problems and symptoms are starting to show up. A lot of people will go to doctors of chiropractic for pain. They're like, hey, my back hurts. Please get rid of my pain. And then once the pain leaves, so does the patient. The reason why is because the patient failed to realize that the actual cause of their problem is not just putting the bone back in place, but also the habits and the different things that patient is doing on a daily basis causing problems to their body and exacerbating the issue. And furthermore, not realizing that the reason they have low back pain is not just because that bone is out of place, but also that the hips are misaligned. There's muscles that are tight on one side versus the other, and a myriad of other things that are creating the conditions to allow that pain to happen. So this is why we get to the cause of it and correct it, and then maintain what you gain through obviously scheduled adjustments so you don't ever go backwards and get back to the issues you're having right now. This is the main problem. People will come to my practice and, hey, let me give it a shot. Let me check it out. If you're just coming to get popped and cracked and, you know, snapped or whatever once or twice and then leave again, that is not what we do in our office. What we do is we literally figure out what's causing the problem, put a comprehensive plan together to fix all aspects of that problem and get you healthy again naturally without drugs and surgery. So I have to take another quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show. If you're just coming for the first time, welcome to the show. Today we're going to be diving into and continue to talk about vitalism versus mechanism and those healthcare approaches when it comes to taking care of yourself and your family as far as healthcare goes. So, you know, as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic, also on Instagram at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us by searching online, askdrjuan.com. Our upcoming events and all kinds of different data is on the actual website. You can also find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members, or you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. Again, we do have different things coming up. So our upcoming soonest event is this Monday, Monday, March 11th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. It is the dinner with the doc. It is a dinner. It's a free dinner. What happens is an informative dinner. You come, you listen to what I talk about regarding health and healing and how your body's supposed to function. At that moment, you make the decision whether or not you want to set up an appointment. If you don't want to make an appointment, that's absolutely okay. You leave there with a belly full of free food, or B, if you do want to make an appointment, my team is there to obviously set that up. But nonetheless, we have that coming up. You can come by yourself. You can bring up to four of your friends with you. Come and hear what we have to say, and then you can make your decision. I know some of you have been listening for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, right? That literally have done nothing. You're exactly where you were before when you started listening to me a few years ago, right? So the question is, what are you going to do different this year to literally transform your health? So again, the dinner is an opportunity for you to come and find out and see what it is that we do and ask the questions, get to interview me, the doctor, and literally get to the bottom of what could potentially be going on with you, and then decide from there if it is something you want to approach and pursue rather than going the same old route of drugs and surgery. So again, that dinner is this Monday, the 11th of March at 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. So also, if you're like, you know, Dr. Juan, I don't need to come and eat a free dinner. I already know that I need to do something. I finally have the time. I finally, you know, whatever the case is, my schedule finally changed. I'm able to come. You can also just text the words new patient to 937-552-7364 and then come in as a new patient and literally do the examination and x-rays. If you mention this actual radio show and that you heard us on the radio, you'll get a discounted actual initial examination and x-ray price, which, you know, any necessary x-rays we need to take if needed, you know, all that is $130 whenever we do a radio show or any other event. We discount that down to $52. So if you want to come and obviously just bypass the whole dinner, you also can just text the words new patient and then you'll get the discount. So going back to Vitalism and Mechanism, if you're just joining us, want to just give you a quick, you know, a quick snapshot of what I've been talking about. So the mechanistic approach at health is, well, I am a sum of all my parts and there's really nothing else that, you know, can actually affect me. So I'm just going to go ahead and go through life. If something breaks, I'll just get a fix and get put it back in place or get a new one, right? That is a mechanistic approach. It's very similar to the way we treat our cars, right? So when you treat your car and your car has an issue, right, you first get alerted by what the car is doing. So the mechanistic approach says, okay, hey, the mechanisms in the car are functioning normal. Everything's good, great. When they're not functioning normal, you get warning signs, right? So you get the light that lights up on the dashboard. It's check engine light, right? Let's say that one of your pistons is going crazy or, you know, timing belt or something like that is happening, right? So what you do at that moment in the mechanistic approach is you go take it to a mechanic and they diagnose it and they say, hey, this thing is broken. It's about to go bad or is bad. We need to take that piece of actual equipment out, alternator, timing belt, piston, whatever it is, take that piece out and then replace it with a new piece because we have the new, better and improved with the titanium, you know, seals and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to put it in there and now your car is going to function like it did back when it was new. Great. Awesome. That makes complete sense to do with a car, right? Absolutely. Mechanistic approach when it comes to vehicles or any other piece of equipment, by all means, the mechanistic approach makes sense, right? The problem arises in the following, right? So now let's take the same car approach and now let's pretend it's us as humans, right? So we as humans would have the same thing. We're walking around, going through life, et cetera, et cetera. Now, instead of just walking through life and going through, picture now that you have like a dashboard on your forehead, right? You have a dashboard on your forehead. And there's a check engine light, check heart light, whatever, whatever, right? So let's just pretend, right? So then now you wake up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth and you feel off. And then you look in the mirror and you realize like, holy cow, my check intestinal tract light is on. Okay, I'm going to blah, take a symptom, right? A symptom, you know, medication to lower that symptom, right? So that makes sense if you were in the mechanistic model, right? And that's what a lot of people do, unfortunately, and they don't even know they're doing it, right? So the check engine light comes on, telling you something's wrong with your intestines. If you were to have a check engine light on your forehead, right? That'd be funny. But you then, at that moment, you would say, okay, well, I need this drug to suppress this symptom, right? So the symptom is your intestinal tract is feeling off, like whether it's gurgling, pain, etc. I have a symptom. I'm going to take a medication to lower that symptom, right? So in the mechanistic model, for the human body, not for the car, for the human body, it also adds up and makes sense because that's what we've been taught to do. When you're a kid, you go to that little cabinet above the sink in your bathroom, which is called the medicine cabinet, because we've been taught that medicine is what fixes our symptoms, right? But the reality is that your symptoms are just a warning sign that something is wrong, right? So then now let's take that same analogy of saying, hey, my intestines are off, and let's go back to the car. I know I'm jumping around, but stick with me, right? Let's go back to the car. Now, that check engine light went on in your car, and you're sitting there like, man, this check engine light is kind of annoying. I don't want to deal with this. So instead of actually going to the mechanic, getting it diagnosed, and replacing whatever's wrong, you instead grab a piece of black electrical tape, and you put it over the light, and you continue driving your vehicle. Guess what's going to happen to that vehicle? It's going to explode in whatever way, shape, or form. If it's the engine light because the engine's doing something crazy, the pressure's too high in the, you know, the oil, whatever, the engine is eventually going to blow up and you're not going to have a vehicle that functions anymore, right? So now that is exactly what you're doing when you are actually putting a medication to suppress the symptom in your body. So now let that sink in. If you're having a symptom and you take a medication to suppress that symptom, you're literally tricking the body into, hey, let's make sure that check engine light just kind of like gets ignored or is turned off. And let's not really get to the root cause of the problem. Let's just mask the symptom and keep going, right? Which is what happens in America when it comes to healthcare. That's what happens every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. People get put on medications over and over and over, masking symptoms over and over and over. You are pretending that your body is at ease, homeostasis, but you're not. And eventually a bomb goes off down the road. And that bomb is a heart attack, heart attack, stroke, you know, cancer, all those things that happen, right? A bomb goes off saying, holy cow, you kept on driving me around. The check engine light has been on the entire time. You've not paid attention to it. You keep putting a black piece of electrical tape over that check engine light and you keep driving me around. Now, I can't keep up any longer. I'm going to shut down. And then, boom, diagnosis of a bigger problem beyond the low back pain or digestive little discomfort every third day that you take a medication for every third day, right? So that is the mechanistic approach at health. I had to explain that the long way so it sticks, right? So again, you cannot treat your body like you treat your car. And actually, I'm going to go on a little tangent here. I will say further that I've seen this in seven, almost 8 years in practice now. Literally, I've seen this over and over. You all, unfortunately, take better care of your vehicles, your kids, your dogs, your cats, your house, better than you take care of your own body. And then you're literally flabbergasted in tears, asking me, the doctor, why is it that this is hurting so bad? Why is it that I can't ride in the vehicle with my family? Why is it that I can't sit at work? Why is it that I can't walk? Why is it that I can't, whatever it is that you can't do, why is it that it's happening, Dr. Juan? Am I because you've been putting a piece of black electrical tape over your check engine light for the last 15 years? That's why. Right? And again, I say it out of love, compassion, and grace, because obviously when people are in pain, literally I just had this week. One of my patients has been here forever. Falls in and out of care. People that leave care eventually will come back or they'll go to somewhere else. So eventually they'll go for a bigger, actual, in more invasive actual approach, right? So this patient comes in barely able to walk. Barely able to walk. Literally like just shuffling around like she's 85 years old. She's nowhere near that age, right? And ask me, why is it that this is happening? Because, and I'm like, I love you, and I'm going to tell you in love and truth, that is because you haven't been here taking care of your spine. You haven't been taking care of your spine at home doing the home exercises we recommend to strengthen the muscles, ligaments, and tendons to keep your spine in place. You're not doing any of the preventative stuff, and all you're doing is working, stressing, doing all the stuff that we do as Americans, right? Work too hard, too long, etc., destroying our bodies, and now you're suffering. Now you're coming up to me with the check engine light completely blaring. You can see it through the black electrical tape. And all the actual extra tape you're putting on top of it, all the extra pills you're taking, is not working, unfortunately. And now you're sitting there like, what is wrong? What can I do? We need to get to the root cause of the problem and fix it. The root cause of the problem is very, very simple in many, many instances, especially when it comes to musculoskeletal pain. Again, I am not concerned about the pain. I'm concerned about where that pain is coming from and what else is being affected by the nerves, bones, ligaments, tendons, etc., that are actually compromised because you're in the abnormal position. That's what I'm concerned about. I want to help you with your pain. Absolutely want to help you with your pain. But once the pain goes away, it doesn't mean that your spine is corrected and it's never going to happen again. What it means is that your body needs help to maintain what you gain and continue to correct, even if you're feeling good. Feeling does not equal health. Feeling good means nothing, because my mom felt great the day before she got diagnosed with breast cancer. So, folks, I have to take another quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic, also on Instagram at Full Life Chiropractic. You can also call or text our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 to talk to one of our team members, or you can also, you can text that number. Again, 937-552-7364. You have different options where you can text. You can text new patient. If you want to make a new patient appointment, again, that is discounted. Instead of $130 initial examination and any necessary x-rays, that's discounted down to $52 if you obviously, heard us on this radio show. So by all means, you can text that. If not, you want more information, you're not really quite sure, you're like, I heard this doctor on the radio, makes sense, but I'm not really sure, I'm a little more cautious type of person, I need more information, that is exactly what the dinner is designed for. Dinner with the doc this Monday, March 11th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. You can come, listen, learn, apply, and transform, or you can come, listen, learn, and not apply, and then literally transform later on your own way, whether you do it in our office or somewhere else. But again, if you're interested in coming to that dinner, again, that dinner is this Monday, March 11th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. You can come by yourself or bring up to 4 of your friends. Again, just make sure you contact us so we can actually get you seats and everything, so as there is limited seating. So on the previous segment, I was talking about vitalism versus mechanism. Again, vitalism just tells us that there's a higher power within our bodies. There's this something, this power that God put in our brains that allows our brain and our body to communicate and our body to function and heal, right? So again, the thing that I said right before I went on break was feeling does not equal health. Feeling does not equal health. People that are about to have a heart attack tomorrow, typically today, feel pretty good. Like, actually, they don't really know that it's coming, actually. People that get diagnosed with cancer tomorrow are also feeling pretty good for the most part, right? Like, there's numerous instances, I guarantee you, that you've heard of somebody, know somebody. Unfortunately, some of your family members have been in that situation and were like, hey, man, they were good today. And then literally, boom, the next day, they were gone. And we had no idea it was coming, right? Because feeling does not equal health. Function equals health. Your body's function is what allows you to be healthy. If you're losing 1% function of your heart on the first day you turn 20, right? You lose 1% of function in your heart. Can you feel that? The answer is no. You lose 1%, you're 21 years old or 22 years old. No. 23 years old, 24, 25. No. You don't actually start feeling symptoms typically until you lose 40%. Of actual functionality. And that's when I'm like, man, I get wheezy when I go up the steps, or man, like I can't run as I used to, or man, like I have, these heart palpitations, or man, like my blood pressure is kind of going crazy, right? So there's 1% loss of function over the years eventually leads to a symptom showing up. And unfortunately, again, putting a Band-Aid on it or putting a symptom-correcting medication on it, yes, it may make you feel good at that moment again, but it's not really looking at the functionality of the body. So you got to look at the functionality, not the feeling of the body. So if you can kind of like deduce it this way, if you're going by feelings, you're more on the mechanistic model. Dr. Juan, my back hurts. It goes down my leg, sciatica, burning the bottom of my foot. You come in, we take x-rays, we look at the mechanism of the bones, we see if the bones are out of position. And if the bones are out of position, then we adjust the bones, the pressure's off the nerve, and then the sciatica goes away. And if you come in into our office with that mentality, that's a mechanistic model, you're going by what feelings tell you. And then as soon as you start feeling good, you're like, well, I must be fixed, therefore I don't need this actual drug, chiropractic, right? That's what you're utilizing the drug and chiropractic interchangeably, which is completely not what it is, right? And then you go on your way. Whenever the symptom comes back again, you come back and use chiropractic as an Advil, right? A very expensive Advil, actually, because you can buy an Advil pill to cover up the symptoms and take away your sciatica pain for way less than a chiropractic adjustment, right? But the problem is you're addressing it that way, right? Or instead, you can actually look at it a vitalistic way and say, holy cow, my spine is out of alignment, Dr. Juan. I had no idea it was that far off. I can see why my sciatic nerve is actually acting up and causing burning and tingling down my leg. And oh, by the way, I understand that if I leave it there over time, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And furthermore, if I start, even if my symptoms go away, even if my pain goes away, it doesn't mean that I'm fixed all the way. That means that I'm on my way. However, I don't want those symptoms to come back, so I'm going to correct the problem completely and be done with this issue and then maintain what I gain as I get older. That is the vitalistic function versus feeling approach at health. So it really comes down to what you believe and what you want to actually do when it comes to your health. If you can believe that two cells come together, right, and create you 9 months later, that's a vitalistic approach. Don't let that vitalistic approach and that mentality fade away once you actually are ready, you know, already had the baby or you're already born, right? Allow that power that brought those cells together that created you, right? Allow that power to continue to work within you because that power is still in there. So, folks, I am out of time. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-95.7 WHIO, Dangers and Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.